Hello, it's that time of the week where we pull up a chair at Gail's table and have a taste of the selection of recipes that she's come up with this week. And here she is, as ever. Hello, Gail.
Hello, hello. Yes, well, I've got a nice tablecloth on today and we'll have to be very careful that we don't mess it up, you know, with this lovely, you know, entree that we've got.
Yeah, and also with the green goddess soup that you brought in for me.
Wow.
If I spill that, you're not going to be happy, are you?
Well, it won't look very good on a white tablecloth. It's very green. But I did make it, Peter, the green goddess, which is on our website. And I must admit, it is very, very good. I had some for tea last night, and I thought, this is a winner. And so I've brought some in for you, Peter, to try, and I'm sure you'll feel the same. But this is going to get made again. Absolutely tasty. Everything that's in the recipe is there, although I might have had to cut short on the celery because I took some out of my garden and I probably didn't have as much as I'd like to have. But never mind, it didn't matter. It's beautiful, so I hope you agree when you try it.
Well, it certainly looks green. I agree with it. All righty, well, you made that. And I, last Friday night, for Friday fish night, I had a go at your Sunday supper pie of potato, mash and salmon.
It looked good in the photograph, but I'm just going to tell you, listeners, I didn't get any. They ate it all.
Well, we were hungry, my wife and I. It was nearly a week ago anyway. Well, as usual, as with all your recipes, they are to feed an army. So 1.5 kilos of potatoes. I trimmed that down to about 0.5 kilo and adjusted everything accordingly.
Right.
But what I did do, you call in here for 150 grams of smoked salmon flaked. I use one of these little packed things that hang up in the...
In the supermarket. Yeah, they're sealed, the vacuum-packed ones.
The vacuum-packed ones, and they're often hot smoked salmon. Good value, 120 grams they are. They're only about $7. Masses of flavour. So anyway, I substituted that for this. And all I would say is, it's quite a complicated thing for what you get at the end, which is virtually a sort of a fish hash. But very tasty. Don't overdo the dill. I used dried dill because we didn't have any fresh.
Oh.
And I find dill can be a bit... go easy on the lemon rind, but otherwise, no. Again, it made something very nice, and a great thing for a lazy night on just sitting in front of the telly in your easy chair and a fork and a plate when we slum it, Casey. So yeah, I recommend it. It's very tasty.
Well, that's good to know, Peter, because you know, like you said, go easy on the lemon peel and basically and the dill, because this is interesting. You know, it's good for you to hear this, listeners, because you know when you follow a recipe, you follow it, and it's good to have somebody just do it and to their taste. Obviously, the dill was too much, and so was the lemon peel. So I just think, but you still enjoyed it.
Enjoyed it very much. I did go easy on the dill. I tend to be one of these people that when they say use a dried herb, I think, well, if the amount they tell you gives it some flavour, if I double the amount, it'll give you even more flavour.
No, that's right.
Well, of course,
right.
That's totally wrong.
No, it
so,
is.
And I am aware of dill, that it's quite a strong thing. And I used dried, so put a bit in, yeah, by all means.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, that's good. Well, this week we've got butter bean, cauliflower and lemon soup because we still are working on the winter day, so it'll be a little while yet before we decide not to to bring you a nice soup to try out. And this one, basically, I don't very often see butter beans in the supermarket, not very often anyway, but there's always the tin ones. So, maybe because I'm probably not looking for them, to be quite honest, but this one has 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 small onion, 3 cloves of garlic crushed, a leek chopped roughly, and that's just 1 leek, and they're a good price at the supermarket at the moment because in my green goddess soup, it had a leek and I only paid $2 for it.
Magic
so,
things.
Very leak. Good.
Can't live without leeks.
No. And 500 grams of cauliflower, lemon zest, 1 tablespoon, fresh thyme or 1 teaspoon of dried thyme. And you just like Peter said, you might just have to adjust that to your taste. Butter beans, 420 grams. Now, you can buy the tin butter beans. And I just thought to myself, well, I think I'd be using a tin quite frankly. And 4 cups of vegetable stock, salt and pepper to taste, and basically that's about it. Quite an easy soup. Sometimes the simpler ones come out great, because with that green goddess, you know, it was just all green vegetables sautéed and then the stock and everything. Wasn't too difficult to make. In fact, it was the preparing of that green goddess soup that took the longest. So basically what we're doing is in a large pot or, you know, pan, put in the oil, add the onion, garlic and leek, and of course chop up your onion. And then basically you chop up your onion and cover and cook for 5 minutes. So just make sure that it's not too hot, because 5 minutes is quite a long time on a fairly high heat. So just cook for 5 minutes and just judge that heat. Add the cauliflower, lemon zest, thyme, butter, beans and stock, and bringing it to a simmer for 20 minutes or until everything is softened and then removed from the heat. Puree the soup in your lovely sort of like lovely little wee blender or your stick blender, and return to the pot and season to your liking. Now, what we have with this is croutons, and all you're doing is having 2 cups of cubed bread, and you're mixing that with about 2 tablespoons of oil, and then you just put them in the frying pan over a low heat and turning until crispy and brown. And then you can serve those on top of the soup, or you can have them just in a separate bowl and you can just drag them out and put them on top of your soup. So really another nice, easy soup.
And I'll have a go at that one, because I know we bought quite a large cauliflower. You say leeks are reasonable at the moment, and a cauliflower yesterday seemed to be pretty good value.
Yeah, they have the half cauliflowers, don't they, too, and the whole ones. Well, I think they were $3.60-something.
Yeah, we bought they hadn't got any halves, but it was much more economic to buy a whole
one.
Yeah. I'll tell you a little story. Many years ago, and I am going back a long, long time, right. I opened a tin of peas. This is back in the UK. And it was just all mushy sort of stuff. It wasn't mushy peas. And I think they were, I forget who they were made by. Anyway, I sent them back. I sent a sample back to the factory. I said, I'm complaining about these. I don't know much to them. And I sat and waited for some enormous parcel of super duper things to arrive. And what did I get? There was a cardboard box arrived with 4 tins of butter beans.
Oh, okay.
We certainly didn't eat in those days. I was a bit disgusted, really. I wanted more peas.
Yeah. Well, that's a bit weird anyway. Complain about the peas and get butter beans.
Well, that's what I thought. They were obviously trying to get rid of them anyway.
That's right.
Okay, right.
Right, so we're moving on. So we've got our entree as a soup. Now, this here is a panzanella tray bake. And I looked at it, it was colourful, and the fact that it had sort of some sourdough broken up and torn into pieces in it, so it just looked really appealing. And so we do start off with the half a sourdough bread loaf torn into 2 centimetre pieces and 1/3 of a cup of olive oil. Now, 1 medium eggplant or cut into 2 centimetre pieces, and of course, aubergines, I think they're mostly in the supermarkets. 700 grams of pork chipolatas, 1 red capsicum seeded and cut into pieces, 250 grams of cherry tomatoes, which probably will be your most expensive item in this recipe, because I just see the prices of tomatoes haven't really come down. And so, but you know, they have got those lovely little wee ones in the supermarket. So I'm not sure what they're called. They're in the little wee containers, they're quite small.
They are quite expensive at the moment.
Yeah, they are. But your choice, but I think they need to, they're a sort of like a replacement maybe for some other type of vegetable, but anyway, they look good with the pork chipolatas. 3/4 of a cup of pitted olives, 4 garlic cloves thinly sliced, 1/2 cup of chicken stock, 1/4 cup of lemon juice, and 1/2 cup of fresh basil leaves. Now, you're preheating your oven to 180 degrees Celsius. In a bowl, toss the sourdough pieces with half the olive oil and just set those aside. Now, in a heavy-based pan, heat remaining oil on high and cook eggplant for 4 to 5 minutes or until golden. Remove from the pan and set aside, but in the same pan, brown the sausages for 4 to 5 minutes and then remove the pan from the heat. Return eggplant to the pan with the capsicum, tomatoes, olives and garlic and pour over combined stock and lemon juice. Then basically top with the bread and then season and put into the oven. Or basically put your mixture into a dish to go in the oven and then sprinkle the bread over the top, then season. And you're baking those for 20 to 25 minutes or until the bread is crisp and golden and the sausages are cooked through. Now, this looks really colourful in the dish.
I'm looking at the dish, and yes, it does. Well, you can imagine, really, with these tomatoes and whole tomatoes in there. Yeah, that looks nice. Yeah,
and I must admit, the tomatoes that have still have the stalks sort of, you know, stringing from them.
On the vine.
Yeah, on the vine, yeah, are basically dearer than the just tomatoes because, you know, presumably they are a better tomato. I noticed that.
Well,
you
say tomato, I say tomato.
Okay, so I'll buy the tomatoes and you can buy the tomatoes, okay? So basically, yeah.
We'll call the whole thing off anyway.
But yeah, okay. So basically, you can you cook this in your pan first, then you put it into an oven-proof dish, and then that's when you put the sourdough bits on the top. And so they can crisp up. So looks absolutely lovely. Not too expensive meal. Just price those things at your local supermarket or wherever and, you know, just see how it goes.
I'm going to do that one.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, stick my hand up for that one.
Stick your hand up
for that. And, of course, it's another of these recipes where you say pork chipolatas and you could probably use anything.
But well, you could.
Chipolatas, they're smaller, aren't they?
That's right. They're skinnier and it doesn't say anything about cutting them in half, but they're usually quite long, but you could do that.
Yeah.
But, it doesn't have to be pork. It can be – what did you say you got the other day from the –
was wild pork and cider.
Yes.
The local butcher. The other things that we latched onto are Kransky's.
Oh, yes.
I don't know how they go in here, but there's nothing too particular in here. I don't know. They're just a small sausage.
Well, like you
tasty.
Say, experiment. Yes. Yeah. But anyway, panzanella tray bake.
Lovely.
There we are.
Lovely.
And there we are for our first half, Peter.
There we are, yes. And I've selected a nice piece of music here for you. I hope you're not offended.
Oh.
But as it was a panzanella tray bake with sourdough bread.
Oh, right.
You might remember
this. So there's
this
a connection
one.
There, is there?
There is a connection.
Oh, okay.
And you might remember this one from a few, quite a few years ago. Now, as far as dancing this week, I'm not quite sure. I'll tell you what, I don't know if you watched the Olympics. Did you watch the break dancing?
I did. Oh, you're not going to ask me to do that, are you? I don't think the music fits.
Well, I was stunned by that. Anyway, I've got a slight variation on that.
Okay.
You can sit down and do it.
Oh, gee, thanks.
So
this is break dancing for seniors, folks.
Off we go. Well, there we are, Gail. What about that? Because they're talking about bringing new things into the next Olympics. So we could go for a gold or... well, we'll have a gold and a silver, shall we? We'll toss up as to...
I'll do the clapping while you do the break dancing. Yeah, no, very interesting watching that. I didn't watch it for too long, but, there's certainly... One of them I saw was very athletic, and I thought, well, there you are.
I was staggered by it. I couldn't believe it. I've never done anything like that on the dance floor. What about you?
No. I might have fallen over, but that's about it.
Thank goodness they hadn't invented it when we were in there.
Right, so we're going to move on now and get on to our later courses, mushroom and barley stroganoff risotto. And I'm a bit keen on a risotto. I really do quite like them. Better than a stir fry because I'm no good at that, but I love risottos. And this one, we start off with 25 grams of butter chopped, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 onion chopped, 2 garlic cloves chopped, 2 teaspoons of sweet paprika, 6 sprigs of fresh thyme, 400 grams of button mushrooms, 1 cup of pearl barley rinsed and drained. So there's your pearl barley sitting up in the pantry waiting to get used. And, you know, because you don't just have to use it in soups. Well, Peter's looking at me as much to say, pearl barley?
No, pearl barley, we threw it away.
Oh, did you?
Well, we bought it because you had that recipe.
That's
right.
You? Yeah. And, why did you throw it away for?
Well, we're not ever so thrilled with it, I must admit, pearl barley. It's a bit bland. And we said, these things just fill up the cupboard. And so we tossed it away. And even the birds weren't ever so keen.
Oh, what, did you throw it out raw or cooked?
Oh, cooked it. We cooked it in that
course.
Recipe. We
yes, yes,
one,
yes.
One
but when you threw it out to the birds?
I think it just went out and said, give them something to do.
Well, guess what, listeners? He won't be making this one.
but being me, I'll see. I'll give it a bit of thought and substitute something.
Oh, right. Okay. Where's could be lentils.
Where's those tins of butter beans?
Yeah. 1 tablespoon of tomato paste follows the pearl barley. 3.5 cups of vegetable stock. 1/4 cup of sour cream, plus a little bit extra to serve. 1/3 cup of chopped fresh parsley and grated parmesan and, of course, some steam green beans. Now, what we're going to do is heat butter and oil in a large heavy base pan over a medium heat. Cook onion, stirring for 5 minutes or until softened. Add the garlic, paprika, thyme, and mushrooms. Cook, stirring for 5 minutes or until mushrooms start to brown. Add the barley and tomato paste and cook for 1 minute, stirring. Stir in the stock, season with salt and pepper, bring to a simmer, reduce heat to low, simmer partially covered for 20 minutes, stirring halfway during cooking. Remove the lid and stir. Simmer uncovered for 20 minutes or until the barley is just tender and liquid is absorbed. Stir in the sour cream and half the parsley. Sprinkle with remaining parsley and parmesan and serve these with lovely green beans and a little bit of extra sour cream. So that looks really lovely. I mean, the beans look really good because they're so bright.
Yes.
Sitting on top of that.
Yeah, they're bright. Your soup.
Yes, exactly. I think, of course, obviously, you know, adding the pearl barley is an extension. It's spinning out a meal, isn't it, basically? Yeah, well, he can't think of anything to say. So that's my thought, that they're actually just basically... you know, extending that meal.
Can't think of it. That must be a blue moon. No, listen. So your pearl barley is replacing rice then?
Well, probably.
Well,
that's sort of an extension, isn't it? It spreads your meal out a little bit more.
If you didn't put the pearl barley in.
Well, and plus it's a thickener. You know, sort of will thicken up the dish because it swells, doesn't it, when it's cooked? Like rice, of course. And just sort of binds it together as well.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, you know, being like you are about the pearl barley, you know, I might challenge you on that and we'll see what it tastes like. And I'll bring you in some. That could be, you know, on the plate. Oh, it's Wellington on a plate at the moment. We could call it Waikanae on a plate between the two of us, don't you think?
In your list of ingredients,
yeah,
for the a mushroom and barley stroganoff,
yeah,
where's the mushrooms?
400 grams of button mushrooms, didn't I say?
Not on my sheet.
Oh, did I miss them out? Oh, okay. Oh, my God.
And if you think I'm going to edit this out, I'm not.
Oh.
Well, just a thought.
Oh. Okay. Mushroom and barley stroganoff risotto without the mushrooms. Whoops-a-daisy. We might have to sort that one out after. But the mushrooms there. I got distracted with the discussion about the barley that you threw out.
Well, no, you just haven't put it in the list of ingredients.
Oh, haven't I? Oh, okay.
So how many was it? It should be 400, shouldn't it?
400 grams of button.
Well, yeah. There we are.
So I better sort that out with...
If you refer to the instructions, you can work out where to... there we are. Add garlic, paprika, thyme and mushrooms.
That's right, yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's to the onion. So it all makes sense, doesn't it?
It does make sense, but we might have to let the management know that we mustn't forget to put the mushrooms on the website.
Exactly.
Yes, okay. Right. Now we've finished that dish now, actually, after all that discussion.
Put that quickly on one side.
Yeah. Now, are we managing to fit in some time? The pork and fennel meatloaf, I hope I've added the pork, have I?
Yes, you have, yes.
Oh, good, because I won't continue reading it if it's not included.
You're normally pretty good.
Pork and fennel meatloaf, this should be interesting. It's, looking from the illustration, it's really quite sort of, probably because the pork is white, of course, and it's quite a white meatloaf.
Yes, isn't it?
Isn't it? But anyway, I'm sure it'll taste fine. We've got 1 tablespoon of olive oil plus a little bit extra, 3 streaky bacon rashers, 1 finely chopped and 2 halved, so you're just cutting the other 2 in half, 1 baby fennel bulb, half of that fennel bulb finely chopped and half reserved, not chopped, and, well, maybe, but I read on, 1 pear, half grated, so you cut the pear in half and then half reserved, 2 garlic cloves crushed, 2 teaspoons of finely chopped rosemary, 500 grams of pork mince, get that in, Gail, 1/2 cup of dried breadcrumbs, 1 egg whisked, 60 grams of rocket leaves and 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. Now, there's a glaze for this, and that is 1 tablespoon of Dijon mustard, 1 tablespoon of honey and 1 tablespoon of white vinegar. Now, we're preheating the oven to 180 degrees Celsius. Line a small roasting pan with baking paper. In a pan, heat oil on medium. Sauté the chopped bacon, chopped fennel and grated pear for 4 to 5 minutes until soft. Add the garlic and rosemary and cook for 2 further minutes. Cool. In a large bowl, combine the bacon mixture with mince, breadcrumbs and egg, season and mix well. Now, what you're doing is actually moulding this mixture into a sort of like loaf shape. So you're moulding it just how you can. With your hands, wet hands, and transfer to the roasting pan that you've actually put the baking paper on. Thinly slice the remaining pear, arrange on top of the meatloaf alternately with the remaining bacon pieces. Now bake at 25 minutes at that 180 degrees Celsius. Now the glaze, in a small bowl, stir all ingredients together. Drain juices from the pan if required or if you need them and brush the meatloaf all over with the glaze and top with the extra or a little bit more rosemary if you want to. That's optional. And bake for 15 to 20 minutes until sticky and golden. Cool for 5 minutes. Finally slice the remaining fennel, toss with the rocket and the extra oil and juice and serve the meatloaf in slices with that salad. So does that sound appealing, Peter?
That's an interesting one, that, isn't
it? It is an interesting one.
I'm always a bit intrigued by fennel.
Mm, yeah. I saw it when I was looking for all the ingredients of the God Eats soup. I noticed the fennel, and it's not something that I normally do, but it was sort of as you went along in the supermarket. And I thought, oh, it's not a thing I buy as fennel. And I just wondered about this fennel salad. So obviously you can eat it raw.
Well, because the French eat a lot of fennel, I think.
Do they?
Yeah, if you go to a French market, which I don't do very often, but,
no.
You know, they seem to stick out there. They're all piles and piles of fennel. But
so if you cut it finely, I suppose, that would, you know, work.
Because they're quite expensive, aren't they, to buy?
Well, I didn't notice the price, but I did notice them there, and I thought, fennel, because, you know, obviously wasn't included in my soup. So, but there you are, you know. It might be worth experimenting, but pork loaf, not probably one of my extra favourites.
I think I might have a bash at this sometime.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'd also pick up, one of the things I picked up from you, Gail, it's nothing catching.
Okay. I haven't got the measles. You carry on.
This use of Dijon mustard. Now, of course, this is a different thing here, but I'm tending to use Dijon mustard a bit more in my cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly if I'm making a cheese sauce, just a simple cheese sauce, I slip a sort of teaspoonful in, and I can't put too much in, otherwise my wife says, well, you put mustard in there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'd be the same because it's not a favourite of mine.
You put enough in that you can't taste it, but it lifts the taste.
The flavour. Yeah. Well, other mustard, especially the powdered one, I sort of find quite
a bit too much.
Bitter.
Yeah.
And but that Dijon, if you're not a mustard lover, you can cope with Dijon mustard.
I would like to try some English mustard, but I daren't because I don't think it'd get past...
Be quite hot?
Won't get past quality control sitting next to me at the dinner table. Well, there we are, Gail. We've just nicely used your allocated time that you get paid for. So.
Oh, right. Okay. So you may notice that there was nothing sweet today. It was all savoury. But first in, first served. But I'll have a couple of... I've found some since, so I'll bring them next time.
And I like the savoury stuff anyway. Mm-hmm. Gail, thank you very much again. It's been good fun, as always.
It is good fun.
A little bit of editing to do this week, or shall I just leave it all in?
Please don't.
Let it all hang out. Okay. Well, we'll see you next week then.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Gail. Bye.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.